Hey everyone, and welcome back to Building a Stomping Ground Season 4. Today I'm joined by Abby from the Franklin Community Center. The Franklin Community Center has been a steadfast support pillar for the Saratoga community, providing a diverse range of services to assist those in need. They have everything from a food pantry to after-school support to housing support. I am super grateful for our partnership with Franklin Community Center and enjoy the conversation. Thanks for being here with me, Abby.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's jump right into it. Tell the people who you are and where you work and what your mission is there.
Yeah. So I am Abby Aldridge. I work for Franklin Community Center. I specify in our student services coordinators, which is basically assisting children and family throughout the year in multiple different areas and categories. So we just finished up our holiday assistance, and then we come around to our camp assistance, which is obviously a big partnership here. And then we do school supplies, along with just some other various items and needs of, you know, clothing throughout the year, sneakers, really any different need that a family or child has, we try to help them assist and get their items that are most necessary for a daily basis.
So cool. You guys are doing so much at Franklin Community Center. I feel like I
know.
Yeah.
A lot of different categories going on. We got the food pantry, our free store, and then we do have the after school program as well in all six elementary schools in Saratoga. So we have our hands all over.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are busy. You guys are working hard and doing a lot of good in the community. So we're really grateful to be so close to you guys. It's awesome to have such a local partnership and get those local kids out to camp and to just be inspired by what you're doing. It's really cool. All right. My next question is, like, why do you, Abby, show up to work every day? What about it keeps you coming back, keeps you inspired?
Yeah, I would say mostly because I grew up in Saratoga. I've lived here all my past 28 years. And, you know, as much as I love this town, there is such a need in this town as well. So I love to be able to, you know, use the places and the different locations and things that I love in the town, but also try to use those to assist the families that are also still in need, and kind of, you know, mend the two things together and kind of help the families that, you know, live in this town who also need assistance, and kind of also get them to appreciate our town as much as possible too. I think it's, you know, a lot of our community assists us, but it also just opens up the eyes for a lot of our families that there is a lot of help and there is a lot of different resources that they can use in the community and different things and programs that they can go to that are willing to help. That's my biggest kind of just being another advocate for the families and kind of being another resource in place for, you know, the community to help or for the community to find help.
Right. I think it's always really impactful when people are from, you know, obviously you're from the community and you care about it. I can hear it when you talk about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you're just going to work 10 times harder for those kids and those families because of that. Because
you care more care behind.
Yeah.
A little more care and drive behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. What is for Franklin, what is like the biggest like pain point or something that just kind of continues to get in the way that if you could just get rid of it or solve the problem or have this thing that you would just be able to meet your mission like even more?
I feel like our biggest obstacle is kind of like low income housing for families in the area of Saratoga. We have our own like studio apartment low income housing that we serve here at Franklin, but we have a lot of our families who are in our after school program Project Lift who, you know, are deemed homeless, and there's not a lot of options except for like motels for them to move into. And so, and if they have a family more than four, including like the parents, so if there's just two kids and the two parents, you know, then if there's more than them, then they have to get another like motel or hotel room. So I think that's our biggest obstacle is just trying to find affordable, lower income housing that, you know, suits families and not just individuals. That's usually our biggest obstacle of trying to help our families is trying to use all our resources and get them the best situation possible while they're kind of trying to get on the up.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even know that y'all did studio housing, and that is, I think that just speaks to like how tuned in you are to the community, because I haven't even been in Saratoga for that long, but I know that that is, you know, a need in this community and in a lot of communities, but you know, specifically Saratoga.
People don't realize it. And then once you kind of really like take a look and look around. I mean, even I know paying my own rent, I'm like, oof, that hurts. But and then having, you need multiple bedrooms and on top of other bills. And if you have, all of a sudden unexpected medical emergency or a job loss that sets them back. And so having some more affordable or lower income housing for families as a whole would be extremely helpful, not just for us, but I think the community in general.
Yeah, absolutely something to work towards for the whole community and for many other communities as well. That would have a really solid impact. Why do you think this partnership is important? You mentioned it a little bit earlier. I know you guys do other camp stuff, but why do you think that, Franklin and Stomping Ground working together is important?
Yeah, I think for our children specifically that we serve at Project Lift, we know them on a very personal, we see them twice a week. We, really get to know their trusted adults and their living situation and just giving them the opportunity that they might not be able to have. A lot of them, their families might not be able to afford to go to camp or just be able to, their schedules are a little different where they might not be able to accommodate it. It just allows them to see an opportunity and experience new things that they might not be able to experience. Every kid that we have sent that's gone to Stomping Ground raves about it for the whole fall when we see them. And we'll are always looking for new games and activities for them to play with, especially come this time of year and the dreaded winter and we're stuck inside. And they always have ideas and some of them will be like, oh, well, we learned this at camp. And so it is just a different experience for them. That's not your, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 summer camp. It's a whole new experience that, a lot of them wouldn't get to go to a sleepaway camp, let alone a camp that, they get to do all these other opportunities, get to be outside and just be themselves. And that really allows for them, a lot of them at such a younger age, to really learn who they are and, build that confidence of, I am who I am.
Right, absolutely. I think it's so powerful, like we were talking about, to have it be, we're kind of in their backyard, right? Like we're, close by. And so it's a space where they can, and you have that trust built with them and those relationships so they can like feel confident going, because obviously that's a big thing as well. But also that they can come back and have the community that, y'all have built and the trust and like continue that. That makes me so happy to hear that they're like talking about camp and sharing stuff with other people, that's the
A lot of
goal,
them
so.
too, we do have a handful who live further out in the country, but a lot of them live right here in the city of Saratoga. So for them to just kind of be able to get out into woods and area where they can run and be free and not be worried about, crossing the street or traffic or anything like that,
Right.
it's a whole new experience for a lot of them too, to be able to just go outside and play outside.
Right. That's what we do all day, every day. We are outside all the time with
What
the
we love.
dogs.
Yeah,
Yeah.
doesn't matter, rain or shine.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We get plenty of rain, but we make it work.
Little more mud activity.
Oh, we love mud. It's great.
Of
So fun. Thank you, Abby. Thank you for sharing and for all that you do. I want to end with our 10-second celebration. So, what is something that has happened recently that's coming up in your life, at work, something that you just want to celebrate, big or small?
I actually am expecting my first child in the spring. So
way.
I'm due April 28th with a baby boy. So that's like my big celebratory. Now that I'm through the holidays, I'm like, that's my focus. Now that's my big
Oh,
celebratory. Yeah. Thank
congratulations. That
you.
is amazing news. Future
Yeah.
Stomping Ground camper
Yeah.
one day.
Easily.
Oh, that's amazing.
You're getting outside as much as possible.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We would love to have him. That would be wonderful. That's so exciting.
Yeah,
Well,
thank
thank you. Thank you for sharing and for being on with me and for partnering with us and doing incredible
Yes.
work in the Saratoga community. So
Thank
important.
you guys. You guys truly, you've made a difference in the camp atmosphere for us. So we greatly appreciate everything you do for our kids. So thank you so much.